coming up to 6:15 on your Friday morning. Oh, we've got to say well done to Team GB. 23 medals in total so far. Amazing. Emma just brought us bang up to date. We now have 6 gold, 9 silver and 8 bronze. Let's focus, though, shall we, for a moment, because Matt's just informed me about something that's really given me all the feels. It's the BMX. Let's talk about Beth Shriver, shall we?
Yeah, amazing.
So what's Beth's story?
Well, she's been working as a teaching assistant in Essex because she couldn't. The UK Sport decided not to fund women's BMX racing after the Rio Olympics in 2016. So despite having no funding, she's gone on and won a gold medal.
My goodness. Well Amazing. Done, Beth. Congratulations. That's incredible. So she just kind of went out and did it on her own.
Yeah, she started as a young kid. She had a second-hand BMX bike when she started in Braintree. And she's worked her way up and she's now just, 22 and has won gold at the peak of her sport. It's amazing.
Now, as we know, everything inevitably comes back to the Rocky movies with me.
Yes, well, exactly.
But the Colombian that she beat, that's like Ivan Drago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Colombian's like the best in the world at BMX racing.
Okay, good.
And it was her hero, and she
oh really?
Yeah, so the Colombian came second, got silver.
Oh,
but Beth was amazing.
Beth makes me. Beth Shriver gives me the shivers. That's for sure. Yeah. And well done to Kai Wyatt as well. Duncan Scott wins 3rd Tokyo medal in the 200 medal final. Team GB's Luke Greenback wins 200 metre backstroke bronze, and in the rowing, Team GB men 8 take bronze. Vicky Thornley 4th in women's single sculls.
Wow, yeah. I love it when you do the full classified results like that.
Listen, what I want to talk about though here, really, now that we have given our big congratulations to everyone, particularly Beth, is the mannequin challenge.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that, Emma? We, Mark and I ended up speaking about it at length during the post-show meeting yesterday. Yeah, just totally still. Yeah. That inevitably went on to Mark showing me that he does feature in the Radio 1.
He was
in the
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there's Scott Mills there. There's Scott Mills.
See how
close I am to Scott Mills there. They let me stand near the talent sometimes at Radio 1. That was how it was. So once I went through all of that, we started to strip it away. The fact of the matter is that, you know me, Matt, it's almost like a catchphrase off air. Is that I've not seen it. I've not heard it. I don't know who they are. That's just me. But the mannequin challenge, it really gripped me. I couldn't stop filming them. My iCloud is just full of old mannequin challenges. But here's my question to you both. What year was the mannequin challenge really popular?
So it was just before the ice bucket challenge, wasn't it? I think just before. I think.
Okay.
I think it was like 2012.
You're saying 2012. Okay, just so you know, Emma, I went for 2013 when we were discussing this yesterday.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I might go 2011 then.
It was. At its peak globally.
Yeah, yeah.
2016.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a bit close for comfort, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very close.
2013 was, in fact, the Harlem Shake.
There you go.
So, right, coming up next, your chance to win a mug.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix Trade Pro.
Right now at Wix, a 20-kilo bag of Setcrete Universal Levelling Compound is just £11.70 for Trade Pro members. Ends Wednesday.
Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro.
6:36, it's your Friday morning. Welcome along to the show where, as promised, about 36 minutes ago, to be fair, so we're running a little late, but we have your chance to win a mug. And all you need to do, as always, is listen to this clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question based upon it. Now, yesterday, Matt Dyson, when you bought us a social ammunition, which you will do again in about 30 minutes' time, you were talking us through the energy bills rich list. Have a listen to this.
Number one on the list, I suppose unsurprisingly, is Elton John with his Woodside Mansion in Windsor. Costs $6.5 million. It's got 8 bedrooms. Area of the property is over 3,000 square feet, square metres. And the other expenses are a swimming pool and a cinema room. They're going to cost a lot to run, aren't they? You know, so
plus, I imagine he's got those light bulbs around every mirror in his house. Yeah. So the question to win the mug is... who was number one on the energy bills rich list? Who was top of the energy bills rich list? Your names and your answers, please. The number is 8-12-15. Be fleet of message as we're giving the mug away next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Okay, it's mug time. And joining us right now, online one, fleet of messages are requested, is Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, very well, yeah. Thanks. Liam, you're a scaffolder, is that right?
That is.
Uh-huh, honey.
Blessed are the scaffolders. Yeah. Liam, the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark tells me that you're currently at the drive-thru at Mackie D's. What are you getting?
Ooh. I've got a... Thank you.
Breaking news.
Wow.
He's just picked up the bag.
This is better than our Olympic coverage already. Scaffolder getting McDonald's trumps my coverage of the Olympic Games.
I've never had a live delivery of food at a drive-thru before.
So, what's in the bag then, Liam?
Double bacon, egg and muffin meal.
Oh. Player. Yeah. And what have you got for us?
On its way.
Thanks, Liam. Listen, let's give you a mug, shall we? Then we'll let you have your breakfast. Who was number one on the energy bills rich list?
Elton John.
It was Elton John. There we go. Talking to a scaffolder in a van with a double bacon and egg McMuffin saying the words Elton John. Yeah. This is why I love live radio. Liam, thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Speak to you soon.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix Trade Pro.
It's your Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show where it is time for Emma Jones to read your news.
Thanks, Dave. I'm Emma Jones, and it's going to take a lot to drag me away from news. We start this morning with news of the international embarrassment at Tokyo 2020 after the Olympic Committee took the decision to enact Laura Lex's suggestion of having, and I quote, a normal person having a go too for scale after her tweet went viral earlier this week. Dennis Hughes, a 39-year-old man from Bedford who was chosen as said normal person, speaks to us now about his overwhelming Olympic success so far. Dennis, what's the latest?
Yeah, it's a bit awkward, really. The Olympic Committee asked if I was free, and I figured, sure, why not? So here I am, at the Tokyo Olympics, at the top of the international leaderboard, swimming in gold medals. I'm really not sure this has gone entirely to plan, and I'll be honest, Emma, it's getting really awkward in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, I can imagine, is there...
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Emma. I'm just in the middle of the archery event right now. Hold up. Emma, I have to go. I just won gold again.
Sorry to hear that, Dennis. We now turn our attention to some breaking news coming out of North Yorkshire, where a woman has taken to Facebook to update followers on the progress of her lawn. In said post, she states, "My grass is growing. I dug out the soil, planted the seeds, laid on the special topsoil, and watered over and over. Initial reports are hazy at best, but we're now able to cross over to our cultivation correspondent, Forrest McPlantman, for the latest."
Yes, that's right, Emma. You join me at the gates of number 32 Station Road, Ripley, where the world's press are gathered, patiently waiting on an update from Ms. Hawkins on the rapidly developing story of her lawn. I'll be honest, in all my years in the business, I cannot quite believe what I am seeing. Grass. Scientists are poised to begin testing, but preliminary analysis has come back inconclusive. We simply don't know how this could have happened. Requests from local authorities to remain calm appear to be falling on deaf ears, as early reports indicate widespread looting across the UK in reaction to this news. I'll have more as it emerges. Back to you in the studio.
Truly terrifying. And finally, Glenn is off today, so in his absence, we've decided to splice together some of his best bits from over the last 12 months instead. Good luck, everyone. Behold.
Thanks, Emma. I'm at the barbecue right now.
Come on, that quiche isn't going to Lorraine itself.
Most people stood here just shy of 100 metres apart.
I've got to say, it's tense, it's frantic.
John, what are you cooking?
Dozens of people have gathered to pay their respects for the lack of coriander.
But the seat covers have actually been put on Helen. It's a not a pleasant sight. Back to you.
Glorious. That's it from me. I'll be back with the real news shortly.
17 minutes past seven. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. If you would like Emma Jones to read your news, then let me know what's going on in your world via email. It's dave at absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, And it's time for Matt Dyson, the social ammunition. Mm-hmm. Matt, there's something that you texted me about 4:30 this morning that I feel we really need to share. Go to the Absolute Radio socials and have a little look for yourselves. It comes courtesy of a listener, a heroic listener called Usain Bolt.
Yes.
Who has done 29 marathons. He has two to go. All of his runs have been completed whilst listening to the Absolute Radio app. He's gone through our decade stations. He's gone through 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties. He's done classic rock and the main station so far. He says, great songs, great banter. Would love if you guys could give me a retweet and a shout-out on Friday. Well, Usain Bolt, this is your shout-out. Your retweet is happening as we speak. And Usain has done all of these things for two special charities. There is MLSS, which helps people living in poverty get food and much-needed supplies, and the Samaritans as well. And we know what great work they do. So, Usain Bolt, brilliant work, my friend. We salute
amazing,
you. And thanks for tuning in and your
great,
kind words. Well
great
done, mate.
Name as well, great Twitter handle.
And well done.
Yeah, to run a marathon every day throughout the month of July, it seems unbearable.
Incredible stuff. So, Matt, what else is going on out there?
Well, that's what the app is for as well, to get you through these phenomenal endurance runs.
Yeah, you don't have to do 29 marathons, though. You can just chill out and listen as well. It's up to you.
Well, yeah, staying with sport, we should really start with the childish FNA Olympics clip of the week.
You've
probably seen it by now. The Claire Balding talking to the gold medal winning swimmers, Matthew Richards and Tom Dean. It's very juvenile, but it is
very
funny.
Well, they're 18, right?
yeah, exactly. And the smirks on their faces, they couldn't keep a straight face during this. It's an amazing
18 thing. Years old, it's your first Olympics, and you swam, honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
did well to keep it together.
Make of that what you will. If you're an adult, you don't mind why that's funny. Yeah. And it's all about seeing their little faces, isn't it, I suppose?
Third leg would really slow you down at the pool.
If Jay from the In-Betweeners was an Olympian, you get a little look into what that would be like.
It's amazing. Really, really great Olympic sauciness there. And the other story this morning is the Hypebeast Womble sent me this. Earlier today, he looked up at me from under the peak of his snapback cap and he said, this is trending on TikTok.
He's not taking that sticker off of it either, is he?
it's shared by Tutti McNutty on TikTok, originally made by someone called BotBoy716, apparently. It's called Man's Peppa Pig Still. It's a new take on Peppa Pig.
Wagwan, Man's Peppa Pig Still. This is my young G George. Wagwan fam, this is my mum. And this is my fat dad, bro. Look at him.
Lovely work.
Now, we can laugh at that because Peppa Pig and the family have got no issues with fat shaming Peppa Pig, have they?
I know.
Daddy Pig gets it left, right, and centre.
He gets such a bad rap every episode, doesn't he?
It's so unfortunate.
He's slated every single episode, even in the new version. Unbelievable. We'll put those up on the Absolute Radio socials so you can see them for yourself. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Shop our new range of doors, including everything you need to complete the full project, from door handles to hinges and all the tools. Shop online and in store today.
Let's do it right.
7:28 on your Friday morning. Time for a little bit of social ammunition extra. Ooh. I've just posted this on my Instagram, which is Dave_Berry_Insta, if you want to go take a look for yourselves. And I have taken this from somebody called Tariq Ali, who has posted online a picture of kids imagining what life would be like at 40. He's then done the little monkey covering his eyes emoji, has Tariq. So this is what Rita thinks life will be like at 40. She's 9 years old. And it starts, I am 40. I have wrinkles and grey hair. And I would have a walking stick to help me walk. Bringing the bleak, which is how I've commented underneath, is Jennifer Turner, who is but 8 years old. And she says, I am 40. I am turning old. I just left work because I cannot manage going up and down hills. And then she finishes with... I know I will die soon. Thank you, Jennifer. Perfect for your Friday. Just what we all needed to hear. Luckily, of course, I've got a long, long time before I need to worry about any of that stuff.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And give it a go this morning. On a Friday of all days, is Lee. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Dave. Morning.
How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Lee, I want to play you a little something. Is that all right? Press your ear close to the phone. Have a listen to this. Here we go. That's the Five Words, Five Grand winner music. Now, we've not heard that in a long, long while. Please, please help us play it, Lee. OK, that would be nice, wouldn't it? But before you hear that, you do need to match five words with a member of the team. Glenn is off today. Does that affect you directly? Were you hoping to get Glenn on the random player generator?
I did match more with Glenn before, but I've also... It varies, really.
It varies. So you'd be happy with either Matt or Emma as well?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, let's spin the random player generator, see what you've got. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Ooh. Okay, Lee, well, it's free choice. Who would you like, Emma, or would you like Matt?
I'll go with Matt, please.
Going to go with Matt Dyson. Okay.
Good luck, Lee.
If you'd like to leave the studio, that would be just lovely. But go where I can see you, yeah? I'd like to keep an eye on him. You know what he's like. He'd be shifty. OK, Lee, I'm going to give you those five words. You give me the first word that comes to mind. I'll give Matt Dyson the same five words. Full five match. You are going to hear that music. I cannot wait. Here we go. Stop.
Go.
Stone.
Henge?
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had someone say the word henge before, have we? It's like youth speak for something that's good. That's henge, bruv. Hit. H-I-T. Hit.
Miss.
Nice.
Sweet.
Sour.
Thought you were going to say Caroline. I'll be like, it's too soon. It's too soon. Don't say it, Lee. Oh, no, don't. I can't. I'm still getting over it. Here we go. And finally, Lee, the word is drift.
Away. Ooh.
OK, Lee, we have your five words. Wait right there, please, as Matt Dyson is back in play. Next.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio. The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get the new Ohio Grey ready-to-fit kitchen only at Wix.co.uk. We've got you covered for the whole project, including worktops, sinks and taps.
Let's do it right.
Five words. Five grand.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson is back in the studio. Lee has been waiting patiently on line one. Lee, should we get down to business?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go.
Come on, then.
OK. I don't like this first word.
OK.
But it is the first word.
OK.
And it is...
Interesting.
Stop.
Go.
Yes.
Yes. I would have said
it's just
start.
Start exactly, stop, Emma. Start. That's why I don't like it, because it can be a terrible way of starting.
It would,
you know,
be,
ironically.
Yeah.
But it's good, Lee. You've got to stop and a go. Stone.
Stone circle.
Oh! No, it's the most famous stone circle.
Oh, Henge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty much the same thing.
Sorry, mate. Well, I can't accept that. You know that. Lee, I'm really sorry. You've not won the money today.
No problem.
We'll speak to you real soon. Enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much for tuning in. Matt, let's just do the others for the record, shall we? Hit.
Miss.
Correct. Sweet.
Sour.
Correct.
Yes.
Drift.
Wood.
Oh, I would have said word. Drift away.
Oh, so
it
that's
is
a good answer.
Three
good words,
out of five on five words, five grand. This does mean we're going to be playing again on Monday morning. The number to call right now is 0330-123-1215. Exec producer Mark, shall I give him the big news? Shall I do it now?
Oof.
Why? Tease him with it.
Tease them with
them.
It. We have some big five words, five grand news coming up.
Five words. Grand.
Absolute Radio. 7 minutes past eight on your Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as Emma's just filled us in the news and sport there, it's going awfully well at Toco 2020 for Team GB. Well done to everybody involved. 24 medals thus far. And this week on the show, our little duffer the cap to that has been the Home Office Olympics, a set of challenges for myself and the rest of the team delivered to us via a note from the Hypebeast Womble executive producer, Mark. Now, we're going to have our final challenge next, but as it stands, with 3 points for a win, 2 points for coming second and 1 point for coming third, the leaderboard is Emma in last place with five. Glenn and Matt are tied in the middle of the leaderboard with 6 points apiece. And Muggins over here, sitting in the gold seat with 7 points. And as I say, the final challenge is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So it is time for the final Home Office Olympics challenge. Now, Glenn's off today.
Yes.
So, in full transparency, we recorded this yesterday after the show, but I've not heard any of this.
We don't know the results.
And there's a very complicated point scoring system involved in this. And I could see when producer Mark was going through it, I could see his eyes start to flip from side to side, realising he made a rod for his own back.
Yes,
so we don't know who's won what or where, who's finishing where. But basically, the challenge was named Vox Pop. We were given the intro to three songs from the Absolute Radio playlist where Real Music Matters. Then the song dropped out into total silence, and myself and the team had to kind of play the intro of the song out in our heads in silence and then say our name when we think the vocal starts.
Right, yes.
And the first song we were given was Oasis and Wonderwall. Now, play along where you are. This is how we got on, apparently. Dave.
Glenn.
Emma.
Matt.
I thought he nodded off for a minute. Okay, let's find out who was closest. Dave.
Glenn.
Emma. Oh.
Too early. Matt.
I thought he nodded off for a bit.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no.
So, as I say, complex scoring system here. What we do know is, Matt, you're getting 3 points for that one because you were closest to LG kicking
still
in.
Still quite a way off, though.
So, well done.
Longer,
I was positive because I'm such an Oasis fan, but then when Glenn went close to me and you know what a robot he is, I thought, well, it must be right, you know. Okay, then we had Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Here we go.
Emma.
Matt.
Glenn.
Dave. Tension was killing me there. Okay, let's see who was closest. Deceptively long, that's all I remember.
Yeah, I know.
Because I used to put this on when I DJ'd and I forget how long the intro was.
Glenn.
Dave.
Dave takes it.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me.
So that's 3 points to me.
You're way off.
Unnecessarily long.
If we sat in silence for that long, I think like an emergency tape would kick in.
And we'd all be getting the chumba-wumba that we want at 8:15 on a Friday morning. Okay, and finally, it was Gotcha, somebody that I used to know. Here we go.
Matt.
Black sheep.
Emma.
Glenn.
Dave.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just can't.
You went straight away, didn't you?
I think he starts really early, but.
Do you think so?
I'm not 100% sure.
Let's find out. Here we go.
Matt.
Oh, no.
And Bob, our black sheep.
Emma.
Glenn. Dave's going to win.
Yes. Dave. Ding, 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 ding. Well, I'm still way out, though.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we are going to tally up the scores for Vox Pop. Given our jobs, we were pretty rubbish. We're going to tally up the score, see who's getting gold, silver and bronze next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Turning towards 20 past 8 on your Friday morning, where the results are in for the Home Office Olympics. We've been doing it all week long, but who would be crowned champion? Well, the final scores for Vox Pop. Emma.
Oh.
You're getting no points for this, I'm afraid. Oh. Matt, you're getting a point.
Yeah, because I think I got one gold, but two bronze, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which isn't good.
Glenn gets 2 points.
Two silvers, yeah.
And I get 3 points.
The golden boy. The golden boy.
Well, that's what they're calling me, yeah. or are they? Let's find out, shall we? Emma. Emma, one of your feet seems to be on the podium. Can you move it away slightly, please? Can you just get off the podium? This is where winners stand. Yeah?
All right.
You got it? They say you can judge a person by how they react, you know, during victory.
Yeah.
And I've not won a team challenge in the last, like, 2 years, have I?
No.
And I'm already, like, play-acting Emma having to get a foot off the winner's podium because that's where winners
unbearable.
Stand.
Unbearable.
I'm going to be unbearable, you're right. Matt... Well, you can step up, my friend. You got yourself a bronze medal.
I'll take that. They all count.
Glenn takes silver, which you know will really rankle with Glenn.
Won't be
he'd rather not have taken part at all than get a silver medal.
He'll be ruining the day for that second push on the chair.
Oh,
while running,
yes, yes, yes. Second push on the chair. It has. Cheaters do not prosper, it would seem, Glenn. And that means David Roberto Carlos III, or Dave Berry as he's known on radio.
Age
27. Takes the gold medal. Look at the smile on his youthful face. Although the big question we have to ask ourselves is, did anybody really win as we relive the results of the Praise You Challenge? Come on, everybody, off the podium.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Celebrating 10 years in bed with Wix.
Hi, Matt Dyson here, and when I need a bag of screws fast, Wix are always there for me. Thanks, Wix.
Let's do it right.
It's Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where all this working week, we have teamed up with our friends with, well, it can only be called Travel Benefits, Expedia, the all-in-one travel companion. From hotels and holiday homes, flights, car rentals and activities, you can build your whole trip seamlessly and simply by using the Expedia app. Now, we've been teaming up with them to give you a chance to win a hotel gift voucher worth £1,500. And the way in which we've been doing that is by asking about the person in your life who could only be described as a travel liability. Because as any experienced traveller will know, it really does matter who you travel with. In fact, tell us a tale that fits under that umbrella at absoluteradio.co.uk/win right now and can win yourself a hotel voucher worth £1,000. But right now, online one is Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. Let's get straight down to business. Who's the travel liability in your life? And give me an example as to why.
Okay, it's my sister-in-law. We went on holiday about 5 years ago to Spain. She kind of fell in love with a souvenir shop guy, so we had to visit him all the time, and he fancied her back, and he sold these what can only be described as wooden willy-shaped bottle openers.
Oh, great. I'm so pleased you said that sentence on my breakfast show, Caroline. How lovely. Wooden willy-shaped bottle openers.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too into the details because this is a family show, but I just have to ask, which end is that opener?
Oh, oh dear. But not the pointy end.
Pointy ears. Okay. Right. So, Caroline, got it. That makes sense. I'm hardly the king of design, but that makes sense to me. Yeah. So, what you would go and frequently visit this souvenir shop that sold these items because your sister-in-law fancied the guy who worked there. So, did this mean you had to buy something? You couldn't browse all those different times, could you?
She knew what she was going in for. They were a couple of quid each, and we just thought, what the hell, we'll buy them for colleagues and friends for when we get home.
Here you go, Nan.
I just remembered I need another one. Yeah, sorry.
So how many did you end up buying in the end?
It was I think it was about 20 altogether.
Imagine going through customs with that.
Did you have to go through customs with that?
Yes, we did. Yes, we got stopped. Yes.
No, you didn't. You did not get stopped.
Yeah, it was all in my hand luggage. She made me put it all in my hand luggage because that's all we took with us. It went through the scanner. The lady thought they were too pointy. Yeah, they were too pointy and sharp. So she took them all.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is the best travel liability friend story we have had all week long, Caroline. I am grateful for it. You know what? You deserve it. We're going to give you a hotel voucher worth £1,500, all thanks to Expedia.
My God.
I have one final question.
Yeah.
May I ask what your sister-in-law's name is?
Mandy.
Does Mandy or do you still own any of these souvenirs?
She took a couple of the bottle openers we were allowed through. Anything can opener we had to get rid of, so yeah.
Right, bottles, not cans. Okay. Thank you very much indeed, Caroline. Well done to you. Enjoy your weekend and thanks for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon. That was all thanks to Expedia, the all-in-one travel companion. You can build your whole trip seamlessly and simply by using the Expedia app. The pointy end indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
8:53, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And it's time now to turn our attentions to our dear friends with DIY Benefits Wix, who want you to check out their exclusive online ready-to-fit kitchen range, including the Ohio Grey. Ohio Grey. Like myself, it is stylish, great quality, and within almost every budget. I'm also flat pack, so you can take me away and assemble me whenever suits you. And if that wasn't enough, they've also got everything you need for your projects, including cabinets, doors, handles, and fixings. And we're going to be playing a game called Dance or Prance. And the reason for that is, in the mind of the Hype Beast Womble executive producer Mark, he thought that cabinets, doors, handles and fixings sounded a little bit like Big Fish, Little Fish cardboard box. Still having those regular flashbacks, which is nice. Matt, tell everyone how this is going to work.
Dance or Prance. Each caller will be given three dance crazes from times gone by. Or will they? Or the need to do is tell us if the dance move is real, a dance, or is it made up, a prance. The highest score wins. Tie break if it's a draw.
And don't forget, we are doing this for a Wix gift card worth £250. And joining us right now on line one is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Great having you on the show, my friend. On line two, we have Andy. Hello, Andy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Andy, this is Paul. Paul, this is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, OK, here we go. Paul, we're going to start with you because you were picked at random first. To dance or prance? The algorithm march.
Prance.
You're saying prance. It is dance. Oh, it's real. The algorithm march was created in Japan. OK, don't worry. Here we go. Let's move on. Dance or prance? The stanky leg.
Dance.
It is a dance, yes. The stank leg is a multiple-step dance move that mainly involves the movement of the dancer's leg being moved in a circular motion, then alternating to the opposite leg. But then again, Paul, you already knew that. I can tell by talking to you.
Yeah.
OK, that's one down. Let's make it two out of three, shall we? Dance or prance, the stroke of the pony.
Bronx.
It is Bronx, yes. It's been made up. The stroker de pony. If you ever see me doing that, Matt, get me a cab home. It's time for Davey to leave. Okay, well done, Paul. You got yourself 2 out of 3. Andy, it's your turn. That's a score to beat. Dance or prance. Watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Ooh, dance.
It is a dance, yes, created by Salento in 2015. Watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay. That's one down. Dance or prance. Wibble, wobble the dobble and flip up the nobble.
Prance.
Prance. We made that one up. Okay, so this is to win the gift card, Andy. Dance or prance. The chicken noodle soup.
Dance.
It is a dance! Well done! You've done it! It involves exaggerated shuffling consisting of lots of arm swinging. But then again, Andy, once again, I knew you knew that already. Paul, great having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Andy, well done. You've got yourself a Wix gift card worth £250.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you, mate.
Nice one, my friend. You take care of yourself. So check out Wix's exclusive online ready-to-fit kitchen range, including the Ohio Grey. Stylish, great quality, and within almost every budget.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Elevate your space with a Calica Mist grey porcelain wall and floor tile. Just £12 a square metre.
Let's do it right.
And that's it for your Friday morning. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank those of you who took the time to get in touch with the show. Across the weekend, that's still a thing. We may not be on air, but my email address is waiting for you. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. If something happens, something occurs, you think, Dave will like that, then that's how you get to me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. So we leave you with a podcast to enjoy across the weekend as well. Matt Dyson, I've been ringing the bell. You've got Beth Shriver gives me shivers. You've got live McDonald's drive-through with a scaffolder.
What a moment.
You've got stay where I can see you.
What a weird moment.
You've got tease them with it.
Very strange moment.
And you've got wooden willy-shaped bottle openers.
I mean, the wooden bottle openers is a strong contender, but I just think the moment of the show for me was the live McDonald's delivery. The actual bag was handed over on air with a scaffolder. It has to be that.
The radio gods were shining, Matt. You're absolutely right. So know this. We're going to be back Monday at 6 a.m. where, amongst other things, I have a large... Well, it's so large it can be seen from space. Announcement about 5 words, 5 grand. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
He came, he saw, he tried to conquer, but alas, we've told him to come back next week and try again. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.